Carmen Q here with Logan Webb. How you doing today, Logan?
Good. I'm happy to be here.
So, just to give Giants fans a little bit of background, you were drafted in 2014. You had the Tommy John surgery in 2016. It's been a long journey for you to get to the big leagues. I'd love to hear about your call-up story because it must have been an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey, but it was after one of the game in Reno. I'd kind of seen stuff around, like saying it was possible, but you know, you never really truly know until you find out. And our manager came in and he kind of beat around the bush a little bit and was saying, like, hey, you might piggyback tomorrow. And he was saying, like, oh, actually, you might throw Sunday. And then I was like, okay, as I walked out of the room, and he was like, wait, hold on, come back. He was like, it's actually going to be in Phoenix for the Giants. And I was like, then after that, it's, you know, the greatest feeling in the world. I went out, I called my parents. My dad was screaming. It was fun. It was really exciting.
Yeah, so your family is obviously very excited for you. Wasn't sure if they were there for your first couple games.
Yeah, so I had about, I would say, 30 people at the game in Phoenix. A lot of people drove, which was awesome. It's a long drive. I've done it a couple of times. It's not fun. But then this last game in Oakland, I had, I gave 15 tickets to my family, and then there were probably 50 or so people there from my hometown. And I think there might be some more tomorrow, too. So it's just fun to look up there and see all them.
Yeah, it sounds like you already have a huge fan base. So you're in good shape there. And you also spent some time in Sacramento, I know. And Ryan Vogelsong is obviously a Giant legend here. People love him. What kind of advice did he give you? Because I know he worked pretty closely with you.
Yeah, so I've known Vogie for a couple years now, and every time I see him, I try to pick his brain as much as I can. Yeah, you see kind of what he did in his career, and I just think it's amazing talking to him because he knows so much. He's been through so much, and for that Sacramento game, he was there, and I was pretty nervous just because it was Sacramento. From there, it's probably about 150 people there that I knew, so. And it was, you know, first start in AAA, so you hear about hitting and everything. So, but he saw that I was nervous, and he kind of just grabbed me in the shoulders and was like, relax. Like, it's the same game you've been playing your entire career. Like, just go out there and do what you do, and you'll be fine. And once he kind of said that, it kind of settled in, like, I can do this. Like, and I think I he wasn't here for the two games I pitched here, but I think about what he said each time I go out there. It's like, it's the same game. Just keep doing you and you'll be all right.
He's a super wise man, but he is very intense, which is very different than what it seems like you are. You seem pretty laid back. So do you find that he's intense or is he kind of a softy?
He's definitely intense. Honestly, I try to be like him on the mound. I know if you watch me pitch, you can see me yelling at myself in my glove every once in a while. And I feel like I do bring that, like, that intensity, that bulldog kind of mentality that I try to bring that every time I pitch. And I think that's definitely something Vogie had, and that's what got him all those years in the big leagues and made him so successful. And, I mean, you see the guys who we have here doing it, too, and I always remember Jake Peavy when he was in extended. He yelled out a word as he was before the pitch even got to the plate, and obviously, like, you don't want to do that, but at the same time, like, you kind of want to bring that mentality every time.
Yeah, it's because you care so much.
Exactly.
And I know, you know, you obviously ran into Vogie, and you probably run into a lot of good players that aren't here right now yet. But who did you see kind of in the system that you like and that you think will be here soon?
There's a lot of good pitchers in Sacramento and in AA too that I played with. Menez is definitely one of them. You saw him up here earlier, and he's great. What he does is pretty special, and he's a special guy too. So there's a younger guy who I've gotten to know pretty well over the years. He's in the same agency as me, and I stayed with him during spring training. And Seth Corey, he just won pitcher of the year in that league, and he's going to be awesome. He just has that. He kind of has that mentality that I feel like I kind of try to bring. That it's like that football mentality. He was a good football player too, and he's just got that. He's got it all, and if he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll be here sooner than what he expects.
Now, football and baseball, so maybe like a Jeff Samardzija type.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I do. He's another guy. I mean, I think that football kind of mentality works, and it's you have that kind of adrenaline and that intensity that you need for, hopefully, I mean, I haven't pitched in any big moments, but the big moments you kind of want to pitch in, and I feel like you have to kind of have that.
And two games now, one in Arizona, one in Oakland, which, you know, it was pretty amazing that you got your first win on your first major league start, which was amazing. How did that feel?
It was pretty special. It was awesome. I wasn't trying to think too much about like that sort of thing, and I was just trying to do as well as I could for the amount of innings that I could have pitched. And I still feel like I could have done a little bit better, but obviously we're still trying to work on some stuff. But hearing about the win and it's the first time in however many years, and it's pretty cool to be able to do that.
And Belt hit a grand slam. Did you feel a little bit better after you saw the four spot go up there?
Yeah, so I came in, I yelled at my glove a little bit, yelled at myself, and I did a little bit walking into that, and I just was trying to settle down a little bit, and he hit that grand slam, and I was on deck, and I was still kind of, you know, like nervous, and I had, and as soon as he hit that, it kind of just, like, it went from nervous to excited, like, oh my God, like, that was awesome. All right, we're back in. Like, don't let them score again. That was that. I felt like I tried to bring that the rest of the game.
And did you have any sort of post game shower, shaving cream, anything like that happen?
Yes, I did. Yeah, there was a lot of things sprayed on me. That was fun. It was cold. It was very cold. I wasn't expecting it to be that cold, but it was a cool experience.
Yeah, I've seen like milk in the mix. I've seen a lot of weird things being thrown on.
Yeah, there was milk, chocolate syrup, Listerine, a bunch of different things.
It's good to know that you got that out of the way, because I think that's like one of the things that's going to benchmark your, you know, the rest of your time here. But some fans may not know, or maybe they do, that you grew up in Rockland, California. You were an A's fan, or maybe are an A's fan?
No, it's all Giants now. I did grow up an A's fan. My dad was an A's fan. But I did go to a lot of Giants games as well. And honestly, if you look at a lot of my Little League cards, I said my favorite team was the Giants, actually. I think that had to do with my grandparents, my grandpa especially, because he took me to all these games. So definitely rooted for both, but I would say more A's, yeah.
And you grew up kind of loving Tim Hudson and Stephen Vogt, and now Stephen Vogt, you could say, maybe is your personal catcher at this point?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool having him back there. He's just one of the most amazing guys I think I've ever met. Great, one of the best teammates I've ever met, and being able to throw to him, it's really awesome each time.
Yeah, and I know Buster's obviously such a force behind the plate. Do you think you'll get an opportunity to throw to him?
You can't go wrong with either of them, right? I mean, obviously, you want to throw to Buster Posey. I grew up in this area, so I'm pretty sure everyone knew who he was, but I especially knew who he was because I'm from this area, and it's the Giants, and he's a pretty special guy too. So, obviously, yeah, I'd like to throw to him. I mean, like I said, you can't go wrong with either of them.
The Giants took home the Bay Bridge Series trophy. Any mixed emotions there? Were you just happy for that?
I was just happy for that. I was obviously wanted to do a little bit better, especially because it was Boch's last or 4,000th game. And I think everyone wanted it was more about that than I would say obviously the trophy is awesome, but I think getting him a win was the main goal that day.
Yeah, how's it been working with Boch? He's obviously a legend, and just wanted to know if you guys have spent any time together.
Yeah, I talk to him every once in a while, and he's everything you think he'd be. Like, he's awesome. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime type people to meet, and to have him as my manager is even more special to me, so it's awesome.
Tomorrow you're making your start in San Francisco. For the first time, you're going to be making your home debut. Are you excited to be in the stadium?
Oh, yeah. I've tried to, like, look around, like, these last couple of days and just kind of see and just take it all in, and definitely gonna have some nerves. I think that's something that comes with every game. Doesn't matter if it's Arizona or the Arizona League or here or whatever, but it's definitely gonna be pretty special to me to have my family here, and I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I have a feeling we're going to get to see them on TV.
Yeah. They all made signs and stuff. All my friends and family from back home, and that's the first thing I see is when I'm walking off. It was in Arizona, then in Oakland there was probably like 20 of the signs, but it's pretty cool, you know. It's like a encouraging, a comfortable kind of feeling when you can look up and you can see all these people here.
For you.
Yeah, for me, and holding up these signs and being able to see my parents, my girlfriend. It's pretty cool. It's pretty special to me.
And then one non-baseball question, just as fans are getting to know you a little bit. What kind of stuff do you do outside of baseball?
I play golf a lot. I'm not very good, but I try to get out there as much as I can. You know, typical video games. I love dogs. It's a big thing. It's my favorite.
Do you have a dog?
Yes. We had three, and unfortunately, two of them passed away this year. It's all right. But we have one left, and yeah, I love them to death.
What kind of dog is it?
And they were all pugs. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't Mauricio have some pugs, too? He has Chorizo and Marcello, I think.
I'm not sure, but I'm definitely going to ask him about it now, like something to talk about. But it's pretty special to have him here, too. I've gotten to know him these past couple years working out with him during the off season, and he's going to be one of those special guys one day. I truly believe that.
Oh, 100%. And his dogs have Instagram, so you can check it out.
I'll look at that when I get back in. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Logan, and good luck this season.
Thank you so much.
More coming up on KNBR, the sports leader.